Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Yesterday, Parliament's wrapping up this week. You know, we think, everyone tells us that we get a lot of holidays like school teachers. Mm. But Parliament finishes. It's their last week of sitting, I believe.
I don't think they come back till March. Is that right?
They're going to end on a cliffhanger this year as well.
Well, there was quite the fight yesterday.
There's going to be drama.
Yeah. They know they're coming back for the 8th season.
Yeah. I think someone did get married, and then as they left their wedding, they were in a car accident.
Oh, no.
So,
look, you know what I like? Just men fighting in a room and having nothing to be done.
Oh,
best girls there too.
You're in good company.
Right job. Yesterday, Peter Dutton, Anthony Albanese, they had a little fight.
Mm.
And I guess, you know, when the cameras aren't rolling in places, you can sometimes, and you shouldn't, but sometimes you call someone names. You know what I mean? Like when you're in a heat and you're having a fight. Mm. But they have to be very careful with what they say because everything gets captured.
Is this
broadcast
in question time?
I think it was whatever in Parliament when they were debating something.
Yeah. Mm.
The speaker's there, you know, if someone comes
Mr.
up. They,
speaker.
They do that, they come up, they hoo-hoo, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
So Anthony Albanese had the floor. Peter Dutton, it was sort of his argument that he was running. And so he thought as Albanese was about to argue his point, he'd quickly jump up and get into a stoush.
Okay.
Now, Albanese wasn't happy with that. And he called him one of the great all-time names that I think is acceptable to say out loud in front of crowds, but also has enough sting to it. Have a listen.
Well, hang on.
I'm still hearing...
You sit down, Buffett. You sit down.
I've got the call.
Sit down.
Buffhead.
There's no point having the speaker there. They never
No, they don't get nothing in order.
Oh,
nothing.
You know, it just feels like me talking to the kids. You've got to repeat it like 10 times and then you crack it.
And this is what I love about Buffhead. So I was like, because we've called Ethan since the day I met him. We call him Buffhead.
Like affectionately. I call Rory Buffhead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is slang, mainly Australian, for a stupid person or an animal or person with a large head.
That's where I go with the affection one.
Yeah. Hey, it depends how you say it.
Yeah,
the way he said it, no affection.
Don't be a Buffhead.
Yeah.
Hey, Buffhead.
Time for bed, Buffhead.
So I thought I'd test you guys. Let's do this.
Okay.
Things that I find weird living in Australia.
G'day, mate.
Please explain.
Got some Aussie slang here. Want to see if you can tell me if you know what it is. And okay. I want to throw out on 131060, if you have someone who's moved to Australia from another country, because we've done this before, what slang did you hear that you didn't understand? Like, what sayings and Aussie things did it take you a while to get, oh, that's what they mean?
Because once we had someone call up and said that they literally brought a plate because someone said bring a plate, which is obviously you bring a dish of some sort to share.
Yeah.
But they just brought
an empty plate.
I couldn't make out where everyone's like, what?
I would do that now.
Brought a plate. You're so Scottish.
131060, guys, if you want to join in on Aussie slang when you moved to Australia that you didn't know. Do you guys know what a rat coffin is?
Oh, I don't want to.
I do.
A pie.
It is a meat pie.
It's a meat pie.
Well done.
Yeah. Oh, Scotty uses that as he's eating.
Oh, you're going to nail this test.
Yeah. I think you're going to be great at it. So if you get an old rat coffin, and of course, when you have a rat coffin, you got to put a bit of dead horse on it, don't you?
Yeah, tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do. Thank you very much. And don't charge me for my dead horse as well, because that is on Australia.
50 cents.
50 cents?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take four.
No, you can't charge.
They used to have them on the top. The counter, you just help yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Our local bakery is just didn't want to do the little squeezy ones anymore, so they've gone old school. Probably not COVID safe, but you just grab the bottle
and just put it all in.
Good for the environment.
All right, well done, Abby. A Bricky's laptop.
That's a lunchbox.
Nope.
No, an Esky?
Nope.
What is that?
It's a slot machine.
Pokies. It is a pokey machine. Bricky's laptop. So you slap away on the Bricky's laptop. I don't know why the Bricky's specifically got chosen. I reckon
because Bricky's got a hard time on the work site.
They do.
Could be tradies laptop.
Tradies laptop.
Tradies laptop. Yeah.
Tops off. Yeah. Bricky's.
The Mort.
The Mort.
The Mort.
The old
is that
Mort.
Kind of like a mall, but. Like
Mort.
A survey? No.
M-O-R-T.
Mort.
I haven't heard this one. The old Mort.
It's a combination. It's got to be.
Dunno. What is it?
It's court. No, it's a meaning wife.
It's a Mort?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I get called ball and chain.
Yeah, ball and chain, yeah. So the Mort can be the wife. Jesus bars.
Jesus bars.
So it's nothing to do with church?
Jesus bars. I'm surprised I haven't heard of these. Jesus bars. What's a Jesus bar?
So the Jesus bar is if you look at the top, look at your window of your car at the moment, the handles that are just above your window, they're the Jesus bars.
Oh,
you're like,
yeah.
Jesus!
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's not what we call
it. When you come around the corner. a lung biscuit.
A cigarette.
Yep. And a Findic.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
What? It's apparently a surfer.
Oh, right. Well, my brothers growing up used to call bodyboarders shark biscuits.
Yeah.
Shark. Oh, yes. Yes. So, you know, for instance, you could put a lot of those together and say, I was smashing down a lung biscuit right after I had a rat coffin and had a slap on the brookie's laptop. So see how that sentence just flows
what an afternoon
so well
you've
together?
Had.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good day. Wow. Nikki and Griffin, what's the Aussie slang that you heard when you got to this country?
Well, I've never heard of a rat coffin, but I have heard of a maggot bag.
Oh, and that's for a meat pie as well, is it? I've never heard of maggot
bags. That is
bags
so bad.
One curried maggot bag, please.
Oh, that really puts me off, to be honest. It's funny, I can eat a rat coffin, but I can't eat a maggot bag. Why is that? What does that say about me?
I don't know. You like rats. Demille, what did you not understand when you moved to Australia?
So when I moved to Australia, I didn't understand tar.
Oh, instead of thank you, like tar?
Yes.
Ooh, tar.
Because it's something that you sort of teach kids first when they're saying thank you, but then you still will keep it as an adult. And you'll go, oh, tar, thanks.
Yeah.
And so how long did it take you? Did you actually work it out, or did you say to someone, why do Australians say tar?
I said to my team leader, I'm working in aged care, so it took me to 2 months to understand tar meaning. So I talked to my team, and team then explained to me tar meaning thanks. I was like, okay.
All right, 13, 10, 60. What Aussie slang did you learn when you moved to Australia?
All right, Daniel in Springfield, what's yours?
Oh, g'day, mate. When I moved over here, they were talking about rubbers. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what they meant. And then I showed up with some condoms, and they meant tires for doing skids in the industrial estate.
That's Daniel, a very different party.
I love that you didn't question it. You just brought them.
Yeah, I still used them, though.
Okay. Oh,
Daniel, I'm going to feel
like a bit of a legend. Where did he move from?
I don't want to be racist. Yeah. But Daniel, let's just check on Daniel.
Okay.
Daniel, where did you move from?
Oh, New Zealand, mate.
Okay. We'll accept that then.
Join in. 13, 10, 60.
We love our Kiwis. Lauren and Griffin, what's the Aussie slang that you didn't understand?
G'day, guys. I'm from England, and when I moved here about 12 years ago, I went to a Aussie barbecue, and someone offered me a kangasanga, and I had no idea what that was, and it turns out it was a kangaroo sausage sandwich.
Yes.
Yes.
So you explained it to us. We knew exactly what it was when you said it.
I love how the first thing you say, Lauren, is g'day. Like, you're really taking on board.
Hey, overseas will go,
wait a minute.
Lauren's gone.
She's gone. Natalia in Sandgate, Aussie slang. When you came to this fine country, what slang did you not get?
Hi, guys. The one sentence that I could not understand was flat out like a lizard drinking. And I was, what, like a lizard is thinking and they're drowning? I could not understand what it was. So it took me a while for some of the guys at work to explain that we're really, really busy. And, yeah, so that was a bit of a learning experience. So, yeah.
They don't teach you these things, do they?
No.
Maybe when you think about it, it really doesn't make sense.
No, well, the lizard, when it drinks, it gets really flat.
It's flat, yeah.
Oh, but it also goes to town. Have you seen its tongue? Yeah. Like, it's flat out drinking.
Yeah, I always like it with all this slang, though. It takes longer to say that than it does to go, I'm busy.
Yeah.
You're right. It's not shortening it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Shepherd. Australian group Shepherd.
Stormed the charts.
International success.
Indie band Shepherd.
Professional.
Shepherd is here. Good morning,
guys.
What's
happening?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is my favourite time we visited B105.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not even in the studio there.
Yeah. Yes. 5 seconds of dead air at the beginning.
We're so excited because we're going to go and test the equipment today. But yeah, so underwater show is tomorrow on the Great Barrier Reef. And you guys, of course, are going to be performing.
Mm-hmm.
When you said that this was something that you've always wanted to do, I thought you were joking. Like, you two are obsessed with under the water.
Yeah. We grew up in Papua New Guinea, so being in the ocean is like part of our childhood. And I've always said, and I'll say it again, we really wanted to be the first band to play underwater.
Wow.
And, I mean, you know, I didn't know how it was going to work with guitars and keyboards and electricity in general. But yeah, we're gonna make it work tomorrow.
And so, you were saying too when we landed, Amy, you were saying yesterday it's really weird because your dad is literally an hour away from you guys at the moment.
Yeah, we haven't seen him for 2 years, and he's just up north a little bit.
He's in PNG, isn't he? So, and that must be really strange.
Yeah, it is. Well, I guess that's how a lot of people might be feeling if they have loved ones from Brisbane to Melbourne. Like, it's just so close, but might as well be in Paris because it's just
it doesn't make a
away.
Difference.
Yeah,
it?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a bit torturous.
And how long did you guys live in Cairns for?
6 months.
Yeah.
Our
little sister Emma was born here.
So. Yeah, we moved away when mum was really very pregnant with Emma.
Right.
And they're like, no, we'll make Amy get born in PNG, but Emma will.
What I do like going with you guys, though, it's like a tour of the city.
Yeah.
We performed here.
Performed there.
Oh, I remember the casino there. Yeah.
And how are you feeling about it? Because Abby was up all night last night, could not sleep, she's stressing out. Are you guys, either of you nervous about the situation?
No, it's going to be fine. I'll keep my eye out for any sharks or Irukandji.
Well, someone's talking about stinger suits, and I'm like, well, that's the bit that I'm actually concerned about. Because
flattering.
How am I going to look good, Steph?
Yeah, someone said that to me as well. I don't know what it is. They're like, are you wearing a wetsuit? And I said, no, it's stinger suit. And they said, oh, you have to wear them, but they don't look good. What's the difference with them? Are they puffier or something?
No, they're just like to the fingertips and then around your face.
Oh. And skin tight.
Oh, well, there's not much for the imagination.
Nowhere to hide.
Women are wearing Spanx all the time. It's just a giant all-body Spanx. We're probably going to look the best we've ever looked, guys.
Except it doesn't suck you in.
Well, you tell us this now. We haven't got much to cram.
Especially if it's only an opening of your face, all the fat just come out your face hole.
It's more of a spunk.
One thing you said to me yesterday, which I thought was really funny as well, is because you guys are going to be performing a song, and Amy was like, do we need to sing the whole song? And I was like, well, do whatever you want. And you're like, yeah, but I need to learn it. I don't know the lyrics. And often you guys will come in, we'll put you on the spot, but you have your phones here, so you can, look at the lyrics. Yeah. But under the water, you're going to have nothing.
I know, we've been up all night.
I was thinking of writing the lyrics on my...
That's a lie. Yeah. It's a casino. Helmet. Yeah.
So what we thought we'd do is we've got a whole heap of songs. We do this with our listeners. We do what we call a sound test. We play them a little bit of a song, and then they've got to finish it off. It's like a cappella karaoke.
Okay.
So when
there
we
was
come...
something with you guys.
Always something. Always. When we come back, we're going to test you on it. Thank you so much for coming here and being a part of this.
Of course.
This adventure with us.
Absolutely.
We'll put them to the test. Shepherd are in the studio with us live from Cairns. More with them next here at B105.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Testing.
1, 2, 3.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Because you are going to perform live under the sea for us tomorrow on the Great Barrier Reef. What song have we landed on that you are going to sing?
I think it's Under the Sea.
You are going to do
it.
Under the Sea.
It would be fitting.
We have known you guys for so many years, so I feel really relaxed that you guys are going to be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've been through a lot together.
You're a bit nervous, I've heard.
Beyond nervous, I'm like freaked out.
Okay.
Yeah, haven't slept. Yeah.
Perfect.
But with you guys there, so I thought, why don't we try and freak you out a little bit, because you're not going to have your lyrics under the water, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just how well you know all these songs, because maybe we have to change the song last minute, right?
Sure,
so that's what the sound test is. Hear this and then finish the next lyrics.
Okay.
Okay.
Now then,
what is that?
Yep,
finish the lyrics. Amy's nailed it.
Here's what they actually say.
Yeah, that still makes no difference.
Mm. Still
say, I lick your bum bum
now?
Licky boom boom now. I go blame a licky boom boom down.
Of course.
Say it one more time.
Yeah, no, say daddy me snow me, I go blame... Am I saying some swear words?
No. We actually chatted to him. He was a really nice guy.
But where did that come from?
I don't know. He was speaking gibberish.
Yeah, okay. We chatted to him. Didn't understand what he was saying. He was really nice.
I've never known what the lyrics are before.
Me either. I mean, I know Licky Boom Boom now, that part, everyone yells out.
Bina said, yeah, no, say daddy me, snow me, I go blame.
A Licky Boom Boom now thing. Even I, it's automatic.
All right, next one.
Okay.
Soaring, tumbling,
A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
A new fantastic point of view.
Beautiful.
Stab stole your lyrics.
Sorry.
It's hard.
It's romantic with you guys. Too.
Yeah. It's hard not to sing that one.
All right. You've nailed it. All right. On to the third song.
I am drowning in this silence, baby. Let me in.
Go.
Beautiful.
I feel like that's I can't live.
Oh my goodness.
Well,
I do like both those songs.
That's how I sing it.
That was Ken, the bloke off American Idol.
Ken Lee. Yeah.
Ken
oh,
Lee.
Right.
And he actually said that. Ken Lee.
Yeah.
What language are you singing? English.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. All right, next song. Here we go.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Land of Dennis and the dip 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 dip
dip
dip dip
dip dip dip
dip dip dip dip dip
dip dip dip dip dip dip dip dip dip dip dip dip dip dip dip dip dip dip
Yeah, maybe they were a bit too young for the show.
Yeah, everybody always sings me the Prince of Bel-Air theme, and I'm always like, I've never watched that show.
Yeah, right.
It's just like one of those things that everybody knows, but I have no idea what it is.
Well, they're doing a reboot so you can get up to date.
Yeah, isn't Will Smith playing the uncle? Uncle Phil?
I don't think so. I know he's producing it. I don't know if he's in it, though.
Oh, okay.
But maybe.
I thought he was going to be the...
Here's one for you. Uncle Phil is also the voice of Shredder in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Stop it!
Boom. Okay, continue on.
All right, we'll leave the kids to play. Let's all go and have a latte, mums. Thank you so much. We cannot wait to get out on the water with you tomorrow, performing live under the sea on the Great Barrier Reef.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, no promises on the right lyrics, but let's try our best.
We believe in you. It's Stab, Abby, Matt, B105.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We've been live from Cairns this morning because we're doing our run-through for our underwater show tomorrow, doing all the tech check and stuff. It's a beautiful day here today, but not the same at home.
And you know who told us it was going to be beautiful up in Cairns? Is our Channel 7 weatherman, Tony Auden. You were correct.
Clap him in, sir. Clap him in.
Good morning, guys. I'll claim a victory on that one at least.
You can, but what's going on in Brizzy? I know so many people are saying that the rain is so heavy as well and that people are flooded in certain areas. What is it going to be like for the next 24 hours?
That's right. While you guys are enjoying the beautiful tropics, it's been very, very wet in southeast Queensland. The rain's eased slightly in the last hour or so, but there is a bit more on the way. The main threat at the moment is all the water that's already fallen. We've got major, major flooding across the Darling Downs. Inglewood was evacuated overnight, so some pretty serious stuff there. Mm. In the southeast, major flooding in the upper reaches of the catchment. So up around Beaudesert, Boona, and inland parts of the Bremer River and Worrell Creek. So that's west of Ipswich. For the major centres, I think that should dilute a bit. We're likely to stay below the minor flood peak for Ipswich. Logan could see a little bit of flooding later today, and we are not expecting any significant flooding through the CBD. Just making that clear, it's not one of those events. Okay. But still, a lot of water around, and we could still see some slow-moving storms this afternoon with that further risk of flash flooding. So just please, everyone, be very, very careful on the roads.
One of the big questions, Tony, is, I mean, we get a lot of this rain, and it is great, and there's talk of water restrictions in Brisbane. Sometimes we can get this much rain and it doesn't get into the dams. How is that looking at the moment?
At the moment, mixed news. We've got a fair bit of water in the smaller dams and a little bit into Wivenhoe. The really heavy stuff overnight missed it, but we've still gone up around 2 catchments in the last week or so and a fair bit in the last day. Expect to see a fair bit more inflow in the next week or so or few days. Having said that, it's November. We normally don't fill up dams at this time of year. The monsoon is yet to come, which, good news, there's a chance to fill up the dams. Bad news, the ground is wet and we're likely to see much more flooding.
Tony, a lot of people get freaked out when they hear, you know, the La Nina, which also was the case in 2011. Are they expecting it to be less rain than what it was back in 2011?
Well, any La Nina can bring an individual event. It's not expected to be as strong in terms of an event, but the ground is every bit as wet as it was in 2010. Having said that, for people that did go through the worst of that 2010-11 flood, Wivenhoe's at 40% at the moment. Back then it was around 90%. So we'll have a bit more flood mitigation if we do get those big rain events through the bigger parts of the catchment. So it's alert but not alarmed at the moment. Just be really cautious. And for today it's that flash flooding and really careful on the roads.
I always find ironic, and they're still saying it today, because even when I'll be out on the balcony and you'll see a fire truck go somewhere in that sort of weather that you're having down there, and you're like, surely there couldn't be a fire down there. But they're saying there's still going to be quite a bad bushfire season as well, even with all this rain.
Oh, I think once the taps have turned on, we're pretty safe on the coast here. I wouldn't expect much of a fire season for eastern Queensland. Having said that, it's still relatively dry in the west at the moment. If we didn't get any rain for the next 2 or 3 months, we might start to see it pick up. But I think really the fire season's likely to be pretty much over for the eastern half of the state. Having said that, a lot of water around. If we get some heat waves could still be an issue. A lot of humidity around as well.
I love how we get Tony on, and not only is he giving us a weather report, he's also like a fortune teller. We're asking about the fires and everything.
Who's going
to
win the Oscars?
I'm trying to cover all bases where I can, guys.
The most important question while we're fortune telling is, Tony, I've had a lot of topsoil run down the hill at my house while I was trying to get my lawn perfect, and it's washed away, and I don't want to reapply any of it and then it have it be washed away again. Do I bother at any time, or do I just let it go?
Oh, look, I reckon, Maddie, get it down ASAP. Get back from Cairns. Get some of that grass coming through. Luckily, I did my lawn renovation a few weeks ago and got it growing through just in time. So you've got to be a little bit careful. I'm a fellow lawn fanatic like Maddie, so we'll just go off in our little hovel and start talking grass.
You know what? I'm getting a mission. I'm going to get you on a front cover of a lawn magazine.
Lawns Weekly.
Yes, but I want to find a big one over it, like overseas. Mm.
All right, me and Tony. We'll
Tony
do a
together.
Shoot together.
Yeah, I believe it's Tones and I.
Tones. shirtless on a John Deere. Are you down, Tony?
No one knows.
Sounds like a plan. I might have to shred a bit first, guys.
Not me. I'll be the fat friend. Good on you, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll be in contact. And anyone in Brisbane, stay safe. There is a lot more rain on the way. Good on you, man. Nice to chat.
Thanks for having me, guys. And again, just please stay safe, everybody.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Fabulous Cairns in tropical North Queensland. A relaxed and laid-back city that has long reigned as one of Australia's most popular travel destinations.
This is kind of like the Northern Territory news. You know how they always go worldwide because people are like, oh, my God, there's crocodiles. Like, yes. Seriously. Yeah.
Someone threw what at someone?
Yes, that was front page of the Northern Territory news, and I think they repeat it many, many times.
But we are here for our underwater show, too. If you've just joined us this morning, we're live on the Great Barrier Reef tomorrow. Make sure you join us for that adventure.
That'll make the headlines.
But these are do you think we will make the Cairns news?
No.
We could.
Could we highlight? Okay. Come on.
Yeah.
But these are typical stories, like I said, that you just go, it doesn't get much more Aussie than this. So the first one was a bloke in shorts and thongs. I mean, why wouldn't he? But also enjoying a romantic dinner when enters a hungry goanna. And he's like, nah, I've got this. So apparently it was inside a shopping centre because that's where you go for a romantic dinner. Why not? With
food
your thongs
court.
In your shorts.
Are these funny stories or are you just telling us facts that have happened around town?
So he says, in his own words, I saw it bolt into the Vietnamese shop and into the shopping centre. I thought someone's going to have to get that out. It's probably going to have to be me.
It's going to have to be me.
So he was right. So, of course, right then I had to sit there and I think about it. And I thought, nah, I've got this big lizard. So he said, what am I going to do with it? So he grabbed it by the tail and sort of swung it around. It was that heavy. He said, so I had to put it down a few times to rest my arm.
Wow.
It was that heavy. But don't worry, happy ending. He put it in a rubbish bag and then they released it in the bushland.
Oh,
but
that's nice.
It's huge. It's huge.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah,
half the size of him. But he said it was so busy he had to put it down.
If it's a romantic dinner, I don't know if it was a date and he's gone, hey, need to get the hero status here. I love a good Vietnamese in a food court too. You know that it's been there for 7 hours.
But
so
you
when
don't
you
care.
Eat it, you're like, I know what I'm getting.
Yep.
I know.
There is a guy that had to go to hospital and he told people it was a crocodile inflicted injury. And they're like, you sure, mate? He's like, yeah, it is. They looked at it and they, yeah, that's a crocodile. What happened? And he, a 60-year-old man, was going fishing. So he's fishing on his own property. But he was, but apparently he was casting out and then an attempting to shoot a bull away, an animal. Then a crocodile came in and the animal then grabbed him by both his feet and he attempted to drag him out of the water. So he got out his knife, fishing knife.
Right.
And attacked
him. Stabbed the croc.
Wow. I think the crocodile's okay.
That's the main part? You're worried about the crocodile?
No, the crocodile gave up all rights when it grabbed his feet.
Were we talking about Mareeba yesterday? Is that where the bakery?
We were talking about Mareeba. No, that's different. You guys thought it might have been in Mareeba. It was Mandala, the place where our bakery was in, we were talking about. But Mareeba's not far from here.
Right.
This is something that Stav could be into because they 100% believe that there are yowies. So there is a group that are the Yowie Hunters, and they venture out there in search of paranormal activity. So they've got all their high-tech equipment. So they save up and collect those, and then they go out there and collect, well, evidence that Yowies exist. Do you believe in Yowies?
I followed these guys. They're very good at what they do.
What is the definition of a Yowie?
It's like our version of Bigfoot.
You got to be it's hairy.
Yeah.
Like, Yowies don't get a wax.
No.
You know.
Think of Chewbacca.
Right. So they're trying to describe their group just to explain that they are legit.
Yeah.
And they've gone, there's accountants.
Yeah.
There's accountants.
Mm-hmm.
So a good group of people.
Yeah.
So they're saying we've got good professions. Yeah. We're accountants.
We've got people that went to uni.
Yeah. We're not wackos. We're not wackos. We've got an accountant. Yeah. That's why he's here, to make us not look like wackos.
to be honest with you, I think once you go past Gympie, and this is just my experience of growing up in central Queensland, and I have family in Townsville, Gympie North, things get weird.
Right.
They get weird?
Yeah. You know, it's really, that is the line of weirdness for Queensland.
What, Yowie hunting?
Yeah. What, to be an accountant?
Poor accountant just wanted friends and just went along.
I don't want you to be at ITP by day and hunting Yowies by night. I want my accountant to be a Nerdberg and number cruncher, sorry.
You mock them and then they'll find it.
They've been looking for long enough.
Oh, look what Stav just signed up for.
Why do you think I came here?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Our aim now with Small Steps for Hannah, try and educate, help out the community and also fundraise, helping survivors of DV.
You guys know that I'm a proud ambassador for Small Steps for Hannah and I want to do my bit to try and completely stop domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
And I get heartbroken for Sue and Lloyd every time, which is Hannah's parents. I feel sorry for them every time they will post on socials about another female that's lost her life or anyone that's, you know, involved with domestic violence. And it's so tragic that 25-year-old mum sadly passed away in a Gold Coast hospital as a result of a domestic violence situation, Mary Benedito. And it's so hard. I went to a talk recently about domestic violence survivors.
Mm.
One of them got up and I found it really hard because she was saying that the media has never helped them out when reporting of it. And I felt really heartbroken with that and I agree with her. Everyone should know that when this happens, we feel so muted by what we can and can't say.
Yeah.
And we never want to stop the victim and their family getting the justice that they need. So that's why we are so tiptoe around it.
She means that so there's no issues with getting a conviction in court.
You're not allowed to report on it and saying that, you know, they feel like sometimes the people that will commit these crimes have more of a voice than the victims do.
It's protecting
a lot
them
of the silence. Yeah. And it is really hard. And I do believe it needs to be reformed. One thing I actually hate saying is domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like saying that because domestic is referring to, you know, it's a family, it's a loved one. And I don't believe that's the case. I believe it's a community thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many people listening right now are in this situation and no one knows about it and it's behind closed doors. And I think there is a difference with reporting when you say that someone is brutally murdered.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to they died as a result of domestic violence.
It very
seems
good
to
point.
Be like, oh, well, they knew the person. Don't be fearful, guys. There's no one out there that's going to kill a random person.
Mm.
They knew them. And it's like, no, we should actually be completely disgusted and concerned and mortified that there was someone in our community that committed that crime. And I say for anyone that is there, go and get help.
Mm.
Go and get help because there are so many people that have been affected by this latest murder, and 11-month-old child is without both their parents.
Yeah.
Now, and one thing that we want to do is, and I've spoken to a lot of people, and I always say, what was the one thing that you needed when you were going through the situation? They said, I didn't know where to go.
Mm.
I didn't know the steps. I didn't know how to get help. And a lot of friends will go, I saw red flags, but I didn't know what to do. So one thing that Small Steps for Hannah doing is giving different funds to different charity, and the Lady Musgrave Trust, which is apparently Queensland's oldest charity.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. They, in conjunction with them, are doing surveys to do a website so that you can actually go there with a clear understanding of, I'm in this situation, where do I go for help?
Yeah, great idea.
So what they do need is they need volunteers that will answer this survey of what would help them or what they need. So it's all anonymous.
So these are people who are currently in situations.
Yeah.
Who haven't been able to take the steps yet. They want to say, here's what would help me get out of my situation.
Or what would have. Yeah. If you've gone through it and you said, you know, I had one lady say to me, I didn't know the legal steps. I thought once I'd got out, it was going to be it. I didn't know that it was going to, you know, what I could have done better for it not to go in the courts for 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess that's the hard thing, isn't it? Is if you make the decision.
Yeah.
Where do you go? What do you do? Who do you turn to?
Mm.
You know, where does it stand from a point of view if there's children involved? I imagine that makes it extremely difficult for women when they've got little children.
And I never like making it a whole gender thing. Because I just, it's stupid saying that all men and all that crap.
Hmm.
But there's so many men that feel confused of how they can help someone else in that situation.
Hmm.
You know, so even for guys going, oh, I don't know, is this a red flag that my friend said that?
Hmm.
For people like them, so for everyone to get involved, no matter what experience. And even I know that, Stav, you were in different places where your family's going through domestic violence. It'd be interesting you telling what would have helped you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to go to the survey, we are going to put it up on our socials, but you can find it on the Lady Musgrave Trust Facebook page as well.
All right. 8 minutes away from eight. Alpha Box is going to be on the air for 10 grand. Stand by.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
And I got to say, yesterday was the first time I had been on a flight since December 2019.
He was very excited.
I was a little bit excited.
Was that when you went to New York?
New York, yeah. Just when this was all kicking off, and it was even like a little bit, you know, driving up to the airport. I was like, I've not been here for years. This is insane. And a few things occurred. I managed to get a seat next to Abs, and we met a lovely gentleman, didn't we,
Muhammad? He might be listening this morning, but he
said he was going to. I hope he does. Yes.
He did. We did fall in love with him. He's a lovely Egyptian man. So we're talking because my ex-boyfriend was Egyptian and that is his brother's name.
Yeah, right.
So we sort of fell in love. He had a really funny sense of humor. Got stabbed so many times because he works up in the mines and he was saying, you know, and we're talking about what he drives with the trucks and stuff like that. And then he said, and then obviously I'm there to help with the camels.
And I said, really?
Really? And he goes, no.
I was like, Muhammad? What are you doing to me, Muhammad?
It's easy to trick a racist, hey?
That's why I made friends with him, in case he did anything to the plane. No, he was lovely. And then he did it again where he's like, we got to know him very well.
He
was telling us all about his life and he's got two lovely kids.
It was a situation, though, for him, poor thing, that, you know, when it was all going down. And
that.
It happened the same with my ex-boyfriend. We were going through an airport. He got pulled aside. And I was like, what are you doing? His name's Ash. And he's like, because I'm Egyptian. And I was kind of outraged. And he was saying that it was the same for his wife, who is an Aussie. And when he was over there, he wasn't able to get off the plane. Because his name was Muhammad and his nationality, he wasn't able to get over. He had to stay on the plane while everyone else got off.
Yeah, I was in Dubai.
And he was accepting of it. And it's the same as my ex. He was accepting of it, but I wasn't. I was outraged.
Yeah. I guess, I mean, that's the sad thing about it, isn't it? If you're used to it, you're like, I have to stay calm, work through it. But
yeah. And then he said, you know, he has broken up with his ex. And Abby asked how long ago that was. And he said, 3 days. I said, my God, 3 days? He said, no, a year and a half. I said, Muhammad, stop it. Stop it. But then something occurred when I got off the plane that was a disaster of epic proportions. Because Abby got up to go to the bathroom. I don't like doing that on planes because it's annoying for everybody.
But I was already up. So, like, you could have went. He didn't, though.
I didn't.
So as soon as we got off the plane, he's like, I need to go to the bathroom. I was like, no worries. Now, I always feel like I might be too quick in the bathroom because I went into the girls' bathrooms. I came out and I was like, well, where's Stav? Surely he will be here first.
I had to line up.
He goes to a cubicle, so I don't know, and I had to use makeup.
You won't use the trough or anything where you've got to go and sit down.
Sit down, yeah.
I was out the front and I was like, has he gone now to the baggage? And you know, you're like, do I walk to the baggage and he's there? Like, we didn't talk about where we're supposed to meet after.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's been way too long. So I decided to call and see where he was. And he answered, and he was still in the cubicle. And then all of a sudden, he abuses me, tells me to go and then hangs up. And I was like, what the?
Yeah, because in all of the kerfuffle to answer the phone and talk to this one about why I'd taken 2.5 minutes in the toilet, where she just did an express wee, when I stood up, something occurred, and I've just sent you a photo of all the places, because obviously airports you have to wear a mask, and on the plane you have to wear a mask. Of all the places your mask could have ended up, my mask fell directly into the toilet bowl.
Was that, did you, was that before you flushed?
Yes. And then, you know, the worst part about that is it was before I flushed, so I couldn't flush because the mask would have gone.
So, you have to get
so I had to get the mask out.
You don't get the mask out.
That's it's a material one. It wasn't a flushable
it's
one.
It's a Lululemon mask. It cost me $45 because I forgot my mask the last time I went to the Gold Coast and had to buy one.
Where's the mask now?
It's in my hotel room. I'm airing it.
Oh, no. That's,
I got to wear it back down to the airport.
He has to wash it.
I got to wear it again.
Are you getting it dry cleaned?
You're a Mars dry
clean. But it's the one that's got the special clips on it for his glasses. He can't throw it out. He had to get it. But he abused me because it was my fault that he...
Why was it off your face?
Because I take it off when I go to the toilet because I don't have to wear it in there.
You know that's a nose, not a...
Yes. I don't know how you guys do it.
It doesn't need to come off. If you left your underwear... If you take your underwear and your pants off to go to the toilet, you don't take your mask off to go to the toilet.
Well, I do.
I'm just saying.
Stop yelling at me.
You can blame her all you want.
Thank you.
But it's on you.
It's not. It wasn't on me. It was in the bathroom, and I'm not. No, because I otherwise, if I wasn't preoccupied with Abby going, where are you?
Why don't you just go to the cubicles, man?
Where are you right now?
Did you do a number two or a number one?
Number one.
So I said to him, I said, I'm calling you because I don't know if you're doing a number one or a number two.
Grow up, mask on, wee trough. All right? Be an adult. Be a man. I'm sorry. I know you're not allowed to say
that. This did not go the way I thought. I want Muhammad back.
And please, for the love of God,
yeah,
do not wear that unless there has been some sort of soap and
have you washed it in the hotel room?
No. There's no washing machine. You can't, if...
I'll boil some water.
Do not wear that, please.
I have to.
We're on holidays next week, and you don't need some sort of staph infection for the first week of your holiday.
What do you think I'm carrying on me?
He weed on it first. It's got disinfection.
It's sterile.
It's not you.
You can drink it.
It's the 3,000 other randoms who sat on that toilet that day.
Mm.
That doesn't concern you?
Well, I don't... What other choice do I have?
Buy a new mask?
No, I'm too tired for that.
Stab Abby and Matt.
Stab Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Getting together with family over Christmas time, it is so much fun. Everyone loves it. No one ever complains. People are saying that the reason that everyone gets quite stressed about getting together is high expectations.
Oh, right.
So lower
your
expectations. Yeah, you're having fun. And it is generally, and I'll say as well, like the mum in the group, because they want all the family to come together and they just want everyone to love each other and just have fun and everything's supposed to be perfect. And my mum used to always be in tears on Christmas Eve because she always wanted us to be around the fire, you know.
Oh, so she, in her mind every year, she had a picture of exactly how it was going to be.
Instead, if it was slightly varied. Yeah, we'd have punch-ups, we'd tell each other to go and jump, and then we'd all leave.
Ah, Christmas.
Yeah, or Christmas Eve used to be a tradition. I used to go to the pub, and she had to pick me up a few times ready for Christmas Day. So she was a bit disappointed in that. That's when I was older.
I thought it was like 8.
But we're all getting together for Christmas. We're going to the Gold Coast, and there's 15 of us, right? This is my brother's and his kids, my two brothers and their families, and my mum and dad. So every second year will be Scott's family and then every second mine.
Have you lined that up with your siblings? Have you managed to get so their year off is with their in-laws as well?
Yeah, it took 5 years to get done.
Oh, that
so, you
is
had,
so
you have
sweet
to skip a happens family for it to be able to work, and that would normally be my family when I had a baby.
Yeah,
right. Around that time. So they would skip and it would catch
line
up,
back up.
Line back up. But we couldn't, we did like a lot of people were freaked out about going to New South Wales. So we cancelled that accommodation and that was supposed to be for the whole time everyone was here. But then we found somewhere else on the Gold Coast and we have to finish 4 days earlier. So everyone's going to come to our house to sleep for 4 nights. It'll be fine, but it's just the sleeping arrangements. I've had to do a bit of a like family tree of where everyone's sleeping. So we're pretty lucky that Scotty's a builder. So he built, so we've got.
But he's just whacked a few extra bedrooms on.
I'll knock them on for you guys. You'll be living in luxury. Want a bathroom with them?
No, so we've got 5 bedrooms.
Yeah.
Which is pretty decent.
Yeah.
And they've all, yeah, I know, but then 15 people. To work all that out, you're going to have air mattresses. And then who takes the air mattresses?
Children.
Yes, children.
Well, but then my boys won't give up their rooms.
Now, that's a good
point.
So
then, so they get the rooms, and then if they get the rooms, we thought, well, one of them has 2 singles in, so we thought Park can have one of those singles.
You're going to put your dad in a single bed?
Yeah, because if he gets...
I don't want to get up tender thing.
Because if he gets a double bed with my mum, or a queen bed with my mum...
They're going to do.
No.
And you don't want that on Christmas.
Apparently.
Walking in on 7 piece.
Excuse me, that is where my life... When I'm a granddad, it's the only thing I'll be living for.
But I can't put... If they go in the room, then that means 2 other adults need to leave.
Oh.
See what I mean? So who takes that? Is it a short straw? Do we do that?
See, and so Finny, because he's got a double now, because he's got his own room, so Finny's going to stay in his bed?
He won't go on an air mattress.
Right.
So he's going. He said he'll have another kid stay in his room, so his cousin will stay with him.
I bet you he charges rent. No, I bet you he will.
No, he will. But you're going to have to, like, I'm just going, do I just pull names out of a hat?
Mm.
And at this point, what I've worked out is the people that get the bed are the most annoying people. Like, the people that complain the most. Uh-huh. Or have the most issues. So obviously, I get a bed.
Do you? Well, it's your place of residence. So you and Scott.
Yeah,
are
you definitely have a bed.
How would you reckon
out of the conversation?
Short straw or just by age?
See, we would kick. I'd kick children out. The single bed situation is different, you know. But the double bed, poor Ethan, for years of his life has always been kicked out of his bed and has had to sleep on a couch.
But now he's an adult.
But now he's an adult. We haven't been faced with that yet in our house. It's a tough one.
Yeah, couldn't you just so, because you've got a big downstairs area.
Yeah, just put the mattresses there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do a slumber party.
Yeah, for all the kids. So the kids adults. Go down.
Yeah,
either way.
Yeah, but that's your issue. But I guess, you know what? Maybe you would, as an adult, be happy to sleep on the block mattress if it foregoes the whinging of the children. And that is something I would do. I would probably sleep on wet concrete if it meant I didn't have to listen to a child complain.
Yeah, someone was saying, though, it's like dogs. You know how you should always be above them?
Mm.
And you should never let them sleep on the couch with you? Yeah, so maybe.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
News from around the world. It started as a joke when I couldn't find a little bit of a grab to play you guys. Mm. And Adrian, our amazing audio guy, was like, I found it in French. I was like, use it. He's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Little did he know, I did French in grade 4.
Yeah?
Didn't know any of it.
Give me a bit, mate. Give me a bit.
Bonjour, s'il vous plaît, comment vous plaît, putez miam, mwah.
You're talking about yoga, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So how this works is I will play 3 different news stories from around the world. You guys need to see if you can pick what the story is about and the language. If you get 3 out of 3, or rather 6 out of 6, the game has ended.
I reckon we'll get it. Last one for the year. Okay. I reckon we're going to get it.
Oh, you've mozzed us.
Have you guys been up to date with all the... Okay, no worries.
Yeah,
First story. Here we go.
De actrice is ten huwelijk gevraagd door haar vriend Peter Chamas. De twee zijn 2 jaar samen. Lindsay maakte het nieuws zondag bekend op Instagram. Mijn liefde, mijn leven, mijn familie, mijn toekomst, schrijft ze.
There is a clue there. This person posted the story on Instagram.
I heard
saying,
Instagram.
So if you haven't seen Instagram post.
It's has that got a Frenchy vibe to you?
It did have a Frenchy vibe Frenchy to me.
You got this language right last time, Manny.
Or Portuguese.
No, come on.
Can I hear it one more time, please?
De actrice is ten huwelijk gevraagd door haar vriend Peter Chamas. De twee zijn 2 jaar samen. Lindsay maakte het nieuws zondag bekend op Instagram. Mijn liefde, mijn leven, mijn familie, mijn toekomst, schrijft ze.
It's Dutch, I think. It's a little Dutch.
Oh, Maddie.
So what's the story?
Impressive.
Who posted on Instagram?
Saying
Instagram posted on...
Saying Didn't Kendall Jenner do something?
My love. You haven't seen it, have you?
I don't think I have.
Did someone make themselves official on Instagram?
All right, you're not going to get it.
No.
It's Lindsay Lohan. She announced that she's engaged.
She's engaged!
Did you see the post? And she did, my love, my life, my family, my future, hashtag love. She's engaged to a boyfriend of 2 years. Good for her.
She did look happy.
She did, didn't she?
I got a genuine vibe.
She's a person that's been, she's kind of like the Britney Spears, where she's been in the news so many times for the wrong reason. Remember she even had a stint in jail as well?
Yep.
And now she's doing nightclubs in Party Place.
Ibiza.
Rumour is she's going to be on the next season of American Horror Story.
Really?
Oh, wow. Oh, good for her. It's good to see Lindsay doing good things in life.
Next one.
Genre, tous les mois on va perdre un artiste ou bien quelqu'un qu'on connaît. Ce mois-ci, on a perdu Young Dolph. Qui s'y attendait? On a perdu Virgil Abloh. Qui s'y attendait? C'est vous qui m'avez prévenu. Carrément, j'avais fini ma journée. J'étais au téléphone, tout ça.
Okay, so
you
it's
really got to be across. Yes, it is French, and you got to be across the news because he specifically said his name, and it's a sad story.
Kim Jong Un has bought a NRL team.
Okay, just listen. One more time,
okay,
please.
Okay.
Genre, tous les mois, on va perdre un artiste ou bien quelqu'un qu'on connaît. Ce mois-ci, on a perdu Young Dolph. Qui s'y attendait? On a perdu Virgil Abloh. Qui s'y attendait? C'est vous qui m'avez prévenu. Carrément, j'avais fini ma journée. J'étais au téléphone, tout ça.
I keep hearing, qui s'y attendait? Qui s'y attendait?
Someone die?
I don't know, man. This
yeah,
is, this
yeah.
Is another tough one.
Yes, yes, they did. And it was like, I did...
Yeah, he's an artist who died. No, it wouldn't be him. The musical guy?
No.
Okay. Who died recently?
Angelo, Michael?
Did say the name.
Did it?
But Virgil, who is the artistic, was the artistic director of Louis Vuitton. And he also worked with Kanye West as well, the designer, sadly at the age of 41.
Battle of
but you saw
cancer.
So many people, Kendall Jenner and Bella and, you know, Gigi Hadid had posted about it. All right, this is a... Looks like it's coming back.
Come on,
Stabby.
I know.
Okay, next one. Quickly, here we go.
Okay.
Do primeiro ao terceiro episódio, conta uma parte dessa história com um líder da nova verdade, com os caos começando a se instalar. Do episódio 3, agora com um novo líder da nova verdade, com mais oposições e ainda mais maluquice.
This is hard this week.
I give up.
Okay, yeah. No, that one is Portuguese and talking about Hellbound knocking off Squid Game off the top spot on Netflix.
Well, it lives another
you
year.
You guys, you know what? Now you're in Cairns, you're a little bit more well-travelled. So who knows how you're going to go next time.
We threw that game on purpose because we love it so much. All right, news around the world at B105.
Brisbane wakes up with Staff, Abby and Matt on B105.